Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is honoring the people of virtue and distinction. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, who is the most majestic and the most noble. He is the one who graces and blesses us from His bounty by His very giving and noble nature. And I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the Uniquely One, who has no partners in His oneness. And I testify that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and His Messenger. So, O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah, for verily Allah says, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, inna allaha alimun khabir. Indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you, ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. Indeed, Allah is the most noble, the most gracious. And so He nobles those who do good, preserving in posterity their status, so that people may come to know about their rank and esteem them for whatsoever they have of these praiseworthy attributes. And hence we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala particularly singling out the prophets and the messengers by the fact that they were noble and generous, and distinguishing them amongst themselves and from others in their ascendancy and rank. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضُ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ وَرَفَعَ بَعْضُهُمْ دَرَجَاتٍ. Those are the messengers. Some of them we caused to exceed others. Amongst them were those to whom Allah spoke, and He raised some of them in degree. Amongst these prophets are the prophets who have been honored as the prophets of azam, determination. And their seal is our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was ennobled by his Lord. And so Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu states that Allah did not create anything nor create any soul akrama alayhi min Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He did not create anything or any soul that was more noble to him than the soul of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is why we find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to honor, by the virtue and rank of his own honor, the people of virtue and distinction amongst his companions. And so he would praise them for their beautiful attributes and remember them in their goodness. For example, whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would hear the name of his blessed wife Khadija radiallahu anha being mentioned, he would praise her much, saying, صدقتني إذ كذبني الناس وَوَاسَتْنِي بِمَالِهَا إِذْ حَرَمَنِي النَّاسِ. That she affirmed me as truthful when the people said I was lying, and she expanded my provision for me with her wealth when the people deprived me. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to praise the generosity and sacrifices of his companions, such as Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, saying, no doubt I'm indebted to Abu Bakr more than to anybody else regarding both his companionship, أَيْفِ صُحْبَتِهِ, and his wealth, and his mal وَمَالِهِ. In other words, here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is specifically drawing attention to Sayyidina Abu Bakr's generosity and his sacrificing of his own self. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that were he to take anyone as a khalil, an intimate companion, he would have taken Abu Bakr. And in fact, he indicated this closeness and his entrusting of leadership to Sayyidina Abu Bakr by ordering all of the doors of the Masjid al-Nabawi to be shut except the door of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised his companions, and he praised them for attributes and morals and competencies that they had. And we find this in an amazing hadith when he mentions various companions. And so he says, أَرْحَمُ أُمَّتِي بِأُمَّتِي أَبُو بَكَرٍ. He said, the most merciful of my ummah towards my ummah is Abu Bakr. وَأَشَدُّهُمْ فِي أَمْرِ اللَّهِ عُمَرٍ. And the one who adheres most resolutely to the religion of Allah is Umar. وَأَصْدَقُهُمْ حَيَاءً Uthman. And he said, and the one who is the most sincere in modesty is Uthman. And he said, وَأَقْرَأُهُمْ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ Ubayy ibn Ka'b. And he said, and the most best or the best in reciting the book of Allah is Ubayy ibn Ka'b. وَأَفْرَضُهُمْ Zayd ibn Thabit. And the most knowledgeable of the laws of inheritance is Zayd ibn Thabit. وَأَعْلَمُهُمْ بِالْحَلَالِ وَالْحَرَامِ Mu'adh ibn Jabl. And the most knowledgeable with regards to the halal wal haram is Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Ala wa inna li kulli ummatin amina. Is it not that every nation, every community has a trustworthy guardian? Wa inna amina hadhihi al ummah Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. And that the most trustworthy guardian of this ummah is Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. And so in such a manner we find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam honoring and valuing each of his companions for the particular skills, attributes that they were distinguished with. And in this manner, he is recognizing their unique value and encouraging them to do better and to fulfill their great gifts that they have in these values. And so the Prophet ﷺ used to particularly focus on certain things, especially when honoring. And one of them was this relationship with the Qur'an. So the Prophet ﷺ, for example, would honor the companions who would exhibit some type of beauty or diligence when it came to reciting the Qur'an. So he said to Abu Musa radiallahu anhu that when he approved of his voice, he said, لَقَدْ أُوتِيتَ مِزْمَارًا مِنْ مَزَامِيرْ آلِ دَاوُودِ. He said, you have been given of the mazamir, the sweet melodious voices of the voices of the family of the Prophet Dawood, Prophet David alayhi salatu wassalam. Likewise, he praised Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud on the preciseness of his recitation of the Book of Allah. When he said, whoever would like to recite the Qur'an, man sarrahu an yaqra' al-Qur'ana ghadhan kama unzil. Reciting the Qur'an, whoever would like to recite the Qur'an as fresh as if it was just being revealed, فَلْيَقْرَأُهُ بِقِرَاءَةِ إِبْنَ أُمِّ عَبْدٍ. He said that, then let them recite it like the recitation of Ibn Ummi Abd, which is the term that he used for Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. And so the Prophet ﷺ honored this. And he would honor other achievements such as achievements in crafts, achievements in other aspects of arts. And he would often give gifts to honor these achievements. So he gave Sayyidina Ka'b ibn Zuhair, ibn Abi Salma, he gave him a burda, a cloak. He gave Abdullah ibn Anais a staff. And he said, Ayatun bayni wa baynaka yawm al-qiyamah. He said, this will be a sign between me and you until the day of judgment. So brothers and sisters, all of this is an indication for us in our roles as being people who are helping others and who are allowing to people to develop their talents, that we follow this example of wise leadership, this example of tarbiyah, and that we adopt an approach in honoring people in whatever virtues and distinctions that they have, for this encourages them to develop them more and creates a spirit of healthy competition in goodness. And this entails in every field of life. It doesn't need to be something tremendous and important as we think, but even this, the diligence and the beauty that we have in our homes. So we should honor our mothers, honor our fathers, honor our sisters, honor our brothers or other family members for the things that they do in our homes that enable family life to be one of beauty. And likewise, we should not ignore the achievements of our colleagues in the workplace or people on different professions, whether they be doctors, engineers, teachers, students, or even cleaners on the streets. Whatever they do, this is something to be honored because they are contributing to society. And so our goal is to make everyone feel valued, honored, and encouraged to do good. This is the prophetic example in promoting and encouraging people, allowing them to fulfill the innate gifts and talents for the sake of Allah. So let us help ourselves and help others. Let us help ourselves in bringing benefit to others, bringing nafa wal intifa', benefit to others, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in serving each of us as believers, and bringing goodness to our nations and to the ummah at large. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for indeed He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.